You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. The name of the show is Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Pete Pastore, and this hour, the whole hour, we're going to be listening to and talking with Jen Rogard from Shasta, California. And in the background, you're hearing one of her songs called The Blessing, and that's from the album The River. Well, I'll tell you, sometimes artists come along that just kind of hit you in a different way, and this is one of them. When you listen to her music, it draws you in. She's a storyteller. She grew up in L.A., and from there she started performing in different karaoke bars and I'm sure at different open mics. And slowly but surely, she started building up her musical career. She ended up in Sacramento, going to college here and getting a law degree. And then in 2018, she won a SAMMY for singer-songwriter category. And the SAMMY is a Sacramento Area Music Award. In Sacramento, she was known as a topical singer-songwriter and was not one to hide her politics. She must have sung in many, many different state capitol gatherings for various causes, including such things as the homeless. She sang at rallies, marches, and numerous benefits. On and on it goes. She wrote a lot of songs which came easily. But the performing part is her love, and we're going to be hearing about that in the interview. So let's try to get Jen Rogard on the line as we fade out a little bit with her song, The Blessing, from the album The River. On the line with me, we have Jen Rogard. She's calling in from Shasta, California. And as we said in the bio, before she came on the radio show, she's living on the mountain itself. I would guess below the snow line. Welcome, Jen. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. So, we're going to learn a little bit about you. We're going to try to figure out a little bit about how you got into the music business. And my goodness, from looking at your website and your bio and that, you are a well and seasoned, experienced singer-songwriter. And we want to talk about that a little bit. So first of all, we are in a position right now with COVID. And that's been almost a year now. How has that affected you professionally and artistically? Has it helped you create more music or has it hindered you?
Well, It has hindered me. I see other people, I see other singer-songwriters posting all the time, you know, little videos on Instagram. But I have to mention that, you know, the beginning of the year, December 2019, I lost my father. So then COVID happened and then everything got shut down. So I really didn't pick up my guitar for a while. And then things opened up and I started singing every Thursday at the Shasta Inn in Mount Shasta. And that went on for a few months and that really brought me back because I really have this need to perform and to sing in front of people. And then that got shut down. And so it's been difficult to want to write, but I actually did write a song a couple days ago. So that's kind of encouraging.
Okay. So let me ask you, when you say that you really miss and need to perform in this business, what do you feel most comfortable in, the performing part, the writing part, or the recording part?
Oh, definitely the performing part.
Really?
Writing comes pretty easily. Recording is always difficult because you're trying to make it perfect. And but performing is a live experience and you're getting feedback from the audience.
Right.
And I usually am pretty good at that now. You know, it's I've learned how somehow to magically connect with the audience. Maybe I smile more. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and then this thing happens. They're listening to you. You're singing to them. And it's like this love affair happening between you and the audience.
Right.
So
right.
I love to sing live. Just love to sing live.
You know, you just mentioned something, and I don't think I've ever asked people before people that I've interviewed before. How do you sense that you have an audience or that you're losing an audience as you're performing? And I'm sure both have happened to you.
Well, a good indicator is if you have the audience, they're looking at you, they're tapping their feet, they're clapping quite a bit when you're done, and they're listening, they're not talking. But when you lose them, when you see them out there on their phone talking, like I said, and so, and it's just sort of this feeling in the room that it just takes that first song. And maybe that, and I learned from this other artist, to look around the room. You look around the room and you try to make eye contact. And then after a song, you try to engage in a little conversation and you make it about them. It's not about you. You're trying to make them feel good.
That's a great point. Wonderful. That's a great point. Yeah. Okay. Before we go on, let's listen to one of your songs. And I'm going to open up with a song called Shasta. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it's the only song I researched on the internet and it didn't just come out of my own head. And so I was looking for something to write about. And then I wrote about it all off the internet. And then I discovered before I record or finish this song, I have to go see the mountain. I went to see the mountain and then I fell in love with the mountain. And that's why I live here now.
That is a wonderful story. A wonderful story. Let's take a listen to it.
Mountain, when the sun sets and the moon rises, snow peaks stand high above the clouds, sacred as the eagle looking down. Oh, she calls to me with her life-giving healing energy. Knows the way back to the sea. Oh, Shasta, I believe. Oh, he came to me one night with a light shining so bright, and he walked with me through the dark green forest. showed me the way to love my life. Oh, she calls to me with a life-giving, healing energy. She knows the way back to the sea. Oh, Shasta, I believe. Listen carefully to the wisdom of the ones who live beneath. Love one another and all living beings. Together we will live in harmony. Oh, she calls to me with a life-giving, healing. Black bear and wolves roam the forest. Once grizzlies, antelope, and bighorn sheep. When we bring back her dear old companions, may she burst forth with joy and ecstasy. Modoc, Wintu, Shasta, Ogujiwa, all tread upon divine and sacred space. 12,000 years ago, they lived in harmony. And that is the lesson she gives today. Oh, she calls to me with her life-giving, healing energy. Oh, she knows way back to the sea. Shasta, I believe. Oh, Shasta, I believe. Oh, Shasta, I believe.
That was Jen Rogar singing Shasta. Okay, Jen, let me tell you. From what I gather from that song, number one, I love the guitar intro. It's a great story song. I love the story that's weaved through there. And then, you know, I really like that bridge you have going on throughout the song. So that's my take on it. I think it's just a wonderful performance. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it gets really positive response. It does. And especially from people here, they're shocked when they hear it. And it's a magical place to live here. It really is. It's not normal. It's if you've ever been through here.
Well, yes, I've been through there and so on and so forth. You know, I think I stopped there for coffee coming and going, probably lunch coming and going, all those things. But I've never spent a night there. So maybe I'll have to put that on my bucket list.
Yes, there's something about when you camp on the mountain, the mountain is an alive, it's a being. And it's just, there are UFOs here. I haven't seen one, but I've seen some strange lights on the mountain. I haven't seen a UFO yet, but it is a magical place. And so... it's my favorite place to be.
Perfect. How did you first get into music? Was your dad a musician, your mother, an uncle, a grandparent?
Well, I'll try to make this really short and quick. Yeah, my grandfather, who was Norwegian, was a professional musician back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and he played swing bands. So I get the guitar and the music from him, and then my mother sang, and my father, who was from France, sang in a gospel choir in the army, all black gospel choir, as a matter of fact. So they both sang. And then, so the music was just you're sort of born with it. And then I was a little kid singing in my room all the time and performing in my room. And then I was very open as a kid. It was just always been there. And then it shut down for a while. You know, in high school, you're all shy. And then I came back with the karaoke. And then next thing I know, I'm trying to audition for, I've always been a performer, you know, since I was a little kid. And actually wanted to major in drama. And my parents said, no, they said, no, you need to major in something practical. So the performing part is just kind of was born with that and a need to express in front of people. So,
well, yeah, and we read about that in your bio that early on, before, I guess, while you were in grade school or thereabouts, you were creating your own musicals or plays or whatever and performing them in the garage for your neighbors.
Right. Yeah, it was just a natural thing. And then I picked up with the karaoke thing. And then next thing you know, I just picked up a guitar one day. And after about a year of staring at it, and I started learning a few chords, and then I started doing open mics, and I started writing. I didn't know I could write. And then I just started writing like crazy. Lots of songs came out.
Yeah.
And that's when it really took off. And so it's all I want to do. It takes people a long time to realize who they are, I think.
Right,
maybe some
right.
people not, but you figure out who you are.
Right.
Singing is just who I am, or performing in some way.
So let me ask you, some of those tunes you develop from your performance in the garage, do you have any of them that you use today?
Oh, back then I was singing covers. I was singing Judy Andrews.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty. I was singing covers, but I did write a play. It was called One for the Money, One for the Love. I remember that one. And I got people to do parts.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I don't know where that play went, but
it's out there somewhere. You mentioned one of your early songs that you remember as a child is Helen Reddy's I Am Woman. How did that come into your life?
Well, I'm just a little kid in L.A., and I'm hearing it on the radio, and it was profound. It was just, wow, and I loved her. She was just beautiful. And I just idolized her, and I learned all the words, and I'd sing it all the time. And it just, it's one of those songs that, you know, I think I was maybe 8 years old, and
right.
it affects you, because if you listen to the words, and then I just found out, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago that she had passed away, and I was just
right.
like, oh, devastated. know, but it's a beautiful song. It's an anthem.
Right. And we're listening as we speak to it in the background. Let's just quiet down for a moment and listen to the rest of this song.
Soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom on the pain.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California, 97.5 FM, I should have said, in Davis, California. We're talking with Jen Rogar from Shasta, a singer-songwriter, and we're learning a little bit about her life in music, listening to some of her songs and some of the songs that have influenced her. Welcome back, Jen.
Hi.
Hello again. If you could collaborate with anybody, who might that be?
Oh,
And let me say that anyone that's
famous
alive,
or not famous?
It doesn't matter. Famous or not famous, doesn't matter. I had one person answer that question. Many with famous people, but one person with their high school teacher. So there you go.
Oh, that's a tough one. I love to collaborate. I mean, of course, everybody that I love is dead.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, I mean, I would love to collaborate with Joan Baez, you know,
yes,
in a minute. But, you know, Diane Patterson, I'm a really fond of her. And
okay,
I would love to collaborate with her. And, you know, Kevin Seconds is in Sacramento, and I would love to do a duet with him. He's got a wonderful voice. I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that's an interesting question.
Yeah. And in sort of the same theme is if you what's your favorite song, a cover song that you like to perform?
I love to perform Imagine. By John Lennon. Obviously.
John Lennon. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love that song.
I
also do Frank Sinatra. I try to be an entertainer and do I do Over the Rainbow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
By Judy.
Wonderful. In the music business, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, June Allison, the June Allison. Who
yes.
is a performer, you know, an actress, she said, and I love this, get what you need. I sang in front of her in Minnesota at the Judy Garland Festival with my mother. She
okay.
was in a crowd, and I didn't bother to get a microphone. I was trying to play my guitar, and I didn't have everything lined up, but I did it anyway. And she came up, and she goes, that was wonderful, honey, but, you know, I'd have held the mic for you. She says, get what you need. And I never forgot that.
Wow.
So if I'm setting up for a show, if I have to do one little thing and I start a little late, well, then I start a little late.
Okay.
Drives Alrighty. Other people crazy, but, you know, you have
no,
to be.
No, but that's wonderful advice. I love it. I
yeah.
love it. Let's listen
she
to another
wonderful.
One of your Let's listen to another one of your songs, Low Maintenance Kind of Gal. So we're gonna go in a little different direction here. How did you come about writing this one?
Well, this one, a lot of the songs, a lot of singer-songwriters actually do write about themselves. And I used to be this sort of hopeless, here I am, you know, just not really having a lot of self discipline. Right. And I would chase people and guys, and I would lose them. And then and then I woke up one day like, what are you doing? You know, I read this book and it helped. And so I wrote this song. It's about, you know, not being there like a doormat for anyone, you know, having pride. So it comes out of personal experience.
Perfect. Let's take a listen to it. Here we go. Jen Rogar singing Low Maintenance Kind of Gal.
I'm just a low maintenance kind of gal. I'll call you first and twice and last, and I'm never gonna miss your call. Be on your porch step for the Don't you worry, babe, now it's all right. You don't have to walk me to the car tonight. You don't even have to walk me to the door. You can just sit there, I'll come back for more. 'Cause I'm a low-maintenance kind of gal. I'll call you first, twice, last, and I'm never gonna miss your call. Be on your porch step for the light comes on. How's it going there, honey? Are you done there yet? Won't rip your sheets, won't even break a sweat. 5-7 minutes is all I get. If that, I can leave some money in your big old hat. Call me when you need to, I won't complain. We can watch some wrestling or a football game. Do the whoopee, never miss a play. Count the rhythm of a chewing gum to keep it sane. 'Cause I'm a low-maintenance kind of gal. I'll call you first, twice, last, and I'm never gonna miss your call. Be on your porch step before the light comes on. 'Cause I'm an easy-pleasing woman, and I know how to crawl. I can serve it to you hot, I can serve it to you cold, wrapped around your little finger, treating you like gold. Draw my own bath, though you never had it so good. I'm sticking to you, stick me on your hood. You don't need to buy me candies, cards, or bring me flowers. I'm a lonely woman, I'm your heart's desire. I'll pretend you love me, never rock the boat. Never gonna miss your call. Be on your porch step before the light comes on. 'Cause I'm an easy pleasing woman, and I know how to crawl. Yeah, I'm a low maintenance kind of gal. I'll call you first, twice, last, and I'm never gonna miss your call. Be on your porch step before the light comes on.
That's a great tune. I loved it. Fun, upbeat song. Love the rhythm in it. And, you know, when I was listening to it, I closed my eyes and had my AirPods in. And I heard a touch of country, but the guitar in the background had a touch of Johnny Cash's guitar. That's what I was hearing it. I just thought the whole production was wonderful. Who
it,
do you?
It is Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no, it's not really Johnny Cash, but it was Mike Farrell, who's a really well-known guitarist in Sacramento. And
right.
He was amazing. He would know what to do with each song on the album and how to just bring out the best.
Okay. So where do you record all your music in Sacramento?
I've recorded everything with David Houston.
Okay.
Who has his own studio, and he's really well known and recognized, and he's been doing it for many years. And I'd go to him again in a minute, right. You know.
And are there recording studios in Shasta or thereabouts?
You know, I don't know. There probably are, but because of COVID, I've hardly met anyone here.
Right. Oh, how long have you lived up there then?
I've been here since March of last year. So.
Wow. Okay.
All I did was sing in the Shasta Inn, and I haven't really gotten to know the recording studios up here.
Right, but right. Okay.
Recording opens up again, or David, I haven't really gotten in touch with him, but I probably would record with him,
right,
possibly, or up here, and probably just put it right out on Vivo or YouTube, and you know, that's probably the best way to get a song out there.
See where it goes. Absolutely. So let me remind people before we go on that you have a website, and that go ahead and tell us what your website is.
It's www.jenrogar.com.
And I'm letting everybody know that website is wonderful, full of details, full of everything, anything you need to know about her music, her life, it's on there. It's a great website. And of course, your music is also on the streaming services like Spotify and I guess Apple Music, so on and so forth, correct?
As far as I know, yes, I haven't really listened. It's supposed to be, and I'm on YouTube, of course. I have videos there. I have one YouTube that's video the river, where I actually kind of swim in the American River. That's the,
okay,
the photo that I've given you. And I do a video with this woman, Marissa Justice, who filmed it on her GoPro. And it was really fun. But I wouldn't do it again, I don't think. It's the American River confluence. You got to be careful in that river.
Yeah, that's for sure. As we segue, I'm going to crank up a little bit of Bob Dylan's song that said influenced you to get into the music career business, and that is the Ballad of Hollis Brown. How did that grab you?
Well, it grabbed me in the heartstrings. I mean, it just broke my heart. And my very beginning of songwriting was trying to emote, you know, feelings about me or others. And I did a lot of activism. So he was my hero, along with Joan Baez. And I wanted to write songs like him or like her, you know, just to help people feel.
Right, right.
And that song to me just is says it all.
Right. And not only is that a great song, but I think I think it's from his first album, if I recall, or way early.
Yes. I think the first album, really early on. That's the Bob Dylan I really like.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's just listen to it a little bit more. We won't be able to listen to all of it. It's a lengthy song, and we don't want to squeeze any of your music out in the process. So let's just take a few moments to listen to a song that influenced Jen's musical career.
The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your wife screams of stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last long dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, there's seven new people born.
Okay, we're back. We're back talking with Jen Rogar all the way from Shasta. Is there a lot of snow up there now?
No, we haven't had hardly any snow this year. It's
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. We had a snow a couple of weeks ago and we're expecting one Friday, but it's been pretty dry.
Yeah. That's sad to hear because the snow on mountains like Shasta help water the rest of California, isn't that right?
Right. And strangely, the mountain almost lost its glaciers at the end of the summer. It's so dry. Yeah, it's really concerning. Everybody's concerned.
Has it ever disappeared before? Is this a first?
Well, I've been looking at that mountain for a while, since 2013, yeah. And it had large glaciers on it. And this year, from my view of it, not the other side, it's like, wow, where did the glaciers go? And we had a lot of fires. And people don't realize we really do have to clear the land and do some logging. I know that's not popular, but the truth is that it's getting scarier with these fires.
So getting back to music, are you one of these people that sings in the shower?
You know, that's funny. No. No, I don't. I don't. Isn't that weird?
Okay. Yeah, it is weird. And if it wasn't for you doing your music, what do you think you would have been doing?
Well, I was a teacher for a long time, but I've always wanted to act, be an actress.
Okay.
So I'm heading in that direction because I can't sing. And I'm gonna try to do both. I'm gonna go to LA. And I'm going to sing and I'm going to try to get into the acting.
Okay.
So that's performing is just my favorite thing. You know, I do stand up comedy if I was brave enough.
Well, you got to give it a go. You got to give it a go.
All
right. We're going to play another one of your songs here, and that's called Playing the Fool. That's a little bit more serious song. Is there a background story to this?
Yes, it's again, it's sort of one of those heartbreak stories, and your your feelings get hurt, and you like, I think Arlo Guthrie, I heard him say, you know, somebody asked him, "Are you writing music?" And he goes, "No, I'm pretty happy right now." So he's not writing. You tend to write when you're upset. So this song was came out of a situation where I wasn't, you know, I kind of got used. Right. I didn't get too heartbroken, but it made me write a song. And another song that's another song is called Backup Girl, and it's more of a funny tune. It comes out of the same experience.
Okay.
Ain't gonna be your backup girl.
Wonderful. Let's take a listen to it. Here we go. Jen Rogar, her song Playing the Fool. And again, like your other songs, Jen, that has a wonderful background vibe to it. It just, everything seems to click. I don't know where you find your artists that help you in the background, but you're doing a good job.
Well, that's Steve McLean, who's really been around forever, and he's in Sacramento. on that on that song. Yeah, that's the main guitarist, and Fred Nelson Jr. is the drummer, and that I'm trying to move in a more jazzy direction, kind of like Holly Near. Holly Near was jazzy and folk at the same time, so I really like her too. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I love the standards. I love jazz. So.
Well, and that's what you mentioned when we talked earlier, that the song that blew you away artistically was Old Man River, Judy Garland. Well, obviously, I don't know if you would really put her in the jazz category, but close to it. She was a Broadway performer, or I don't even know how to describe her music. But
well, yeah, the standards. Yeah.
The standards. Yes. So we'll see if we can squeeze a little bit of Old Man River, Judy Garland, in here, and we'll continue at the other end.
He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant eggs. He don't plant cotton. And then that plants them, they're soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain. Bodies are aching and racked with pain. Toes that bar, lift that bed. Get a little drunk and you land in jail.
Passion that is amazing to me, how passionate she is, the way she sings that song. And I love good lyrics
are key. Lyrics are key. Matter of fact, I've never mentioned this on the show, but I do have an Instagram account if anyone's interested. But the Instagram account is, I love photography, so I take pictures and then I pair the picture with part of lyrics of a song.
I'll have to check out that account.
You'll have to check it out. Pastor Picks. PASTOORPIC on Instagram. Okay, that's enough about me. let's see. From here on out, you mentioned you're going to go to LA to try to investigate a little bit about acting. Music-wise, what do you? I would imagine in 3 months or so that hopefully all of these restrictions will slowly disappear. You're in Shasta, so you're a long way away from having larger venues. Right. I would imagine the largest venue for you would be Reading, I would guess.
Yeah, probably Reading. And, you know, there's like I play at the Shasta Inn here in town. I really moved here for healing, heart healing, and to have a place, a sanctuary. And then, you know, you kind of learn about yourself as you go. I just retired and now I'm bored. So. Yeah. I thought, okay, what am I going to do? So I'm going to try to split my time and go to LA, get a little apartment down there, and then sing down there and sing and do the acting and see how it goes. And then, you know, just split my time between LA and here. And it's, it's a little bit of a trek. So that's why I have to get an apartment down there.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're slowly running out of time here. I do want to thank you for being on the show. Jen Rogar, she's on the website. And the website again, Jen, is on your website?
It's jenrogar.com. So JennRogar.com. I've had it for a while.
And also on Spotify and probably Apple Music or iTunes.
I think SoundCloud. I think I'm on there a little bit
SoundCloud.
Too.
So check it out. Check out her website if you're interested to follow her. Right now, I don't believe you have any shows booked, but hopefully that will change in the near future.
I hope so. Yeah. But I really appreciate you doing this interview with me.
Thank you. And I thoroughly enjoyed listening to your music, and I'll be following you. And if ever you play in Sacramento, make sure you send me a heads up so I can buy a ticket and go and see you.
Oh, I will for sure. I expect to go back. Good. As soon as things open up. I hope it does soon. Anyone who's a performer, singer, songwriter is feeling the same way, I'm sure.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Jen. Much appreciated.
And thank you.
We'll be talking again soon. Bye now. Well, the lucky folks in Southern California, as Jen Rogar splits her time between Northern and Southern California. That was a great interview. Again, keep your eye on her, and hopefully when we get back to live performances again, you can go and see her. You've been listening to Listening Lyrics right here on KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. In the background, you're hearing Remember Earth, which is by Jen Rogar, and again, from her album The River, and we're going to go out with that. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.
Make us all servants for whom we sweat and toil. Sister, what have you seen? We haven't heard you speak. And just come back. Vision of an orange setting sun. Father, what do you feel? We haven't seen you cry. Just come back from the north, Midwest. All the water and never ask the people how they could use it better. Together we can fight and take back our homes and all our civil rights. Sister, when can we join? We are bound to heed your call. I'm just cease to exist. We'll have a boy.